express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Hey, this is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Hey, that theme music you heard is by the wonderful Billy Foster with a vocal by that young lady that he's married to, Renee Foster.
The beautiful Billy and Renee Foster.
They are wonderful. Hey, our underwriters for Art in the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and our wonderful landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. You'd like to find out leasing space in this wonderful historic technical building right here along 130 in Valparaiso, give Walt a call at 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. We'd like to thank them for their generous support. Always a shout out to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, for getting us on the air.
Yay, Greg.
Art in the Air is also supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant, South Shore Arts, and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. You're interested in being a guest on or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, concert, whatever, please send it to us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com.
Please, please, please send us your information.
It makes it so easy when we put together the arts calendar.
That's
by the way, if you also want to like us on Facebook, it's very easy. Where Facebook is Art on the Air WVLP, so you can find us. You do Art on the Air by itself, you might get a dip. There's one other program out in the world there that is Art on the Air, but you can get us on Art on the Air WVLP on Facebook and there. Hey, our programs are streaming live at WVLP.org. Art on the Air is rebroadcast here on Mondays at 5 p.m. and on Lakeshore Public Radio Sunday at 7 p.m. We're also heard on WIUN Red Hawk Radio. And you can hear our entire show archive from all the time we've done the show all the way back at breck.com/AOTA. That's Breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. And you also see our arts events calendar and everything right there. Well, you know, radio is not exactly free, folks. It's supported by you in the community. And so listeners, underwriters, they're the thing that keeps us on the air. We're happy to be part of that. You can find out information of that at wvlp.org/support. We also have a special thing on our website about supporting specifically the show. The money will come to WVLP to support. There's underwriter levels at all different things. We'll mention you during our broadcast, at least at the beginning and end and throughout the broadcast day. And, you know, it's very important to support us. So find out more. Go to wvlp.org/support. Go to our webpage. Find out about that. And we just don't want you to be a listener. We appreciate your listenership and everything, but we want you to become a supporter. I say this every week, and Esther always gets a smile when I do. Don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. You'll feel so good about supporting this station and Art on the Air. Well, I'm going to start with the arts calendar. And in Lake County, we have, well, I'll do Porter County first.
Yeah,
I'm
Porter.
Sorry. Yeah, had it flipped over. Valparaiso University, Center for the Arts, Brower Museum. Of course, you can see the new Neil Goodman sculpture out there in the snow. We have Brown County and Beyond by Curry Rahm. They also have Spectral Speculations. It's Japanese prints from the Ruth Ruge collection. And then Mary Brooke Bork going unfinished. And there's also prints by Lutero Capini. And those are all part of, from the collections. You can see that at the Brower Museum. Check out the hours. We have the link on our page. The Village Gallery at Pines. It continues with Jackson Pearson. The exhibit is Remembering Man and His Eye for Beauty. Already had his opening. It goes through the middle of February. That's at the Village Gallery in Valparaiso. Well, Chesterton Arts Center, they have almost too much for us to tell you everything. Go to their site. They have a whole new range of brand new classes on there. Their current exhibit continues through the end of this month. It's the Doolin Photography Club. It's their member exhibit. Great exhibit, but it's only going to be there for about not quite another week. So if you haven't seen it, get a chance to do that. They always have the stained glasses classes return. And Mark Vanderwein, every first Wednesday of each month, they do this wonderful thing called Critique Night. So if you're an artist, want to bring your work in, he'll give you positive critiques. Art Barn, well, they're doing on Friday, the January 24th, which is live right now, so that's tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., Tim Rounds will be doing open mic. So they'll be doing that there, and they're trying to establish that as their ongoing open mic night. The Ellen Firm Gallery continues with the Chase with the Iron Horse, the 40 by 50 oil painting there, and that will be continuing through the end of January,
I believe. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Yay,
it's beautiful.
It was really a great exhibit.
It is. It's good. And also, speaking of Firm, Kevin Firm, he is having an exhibit at the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago, opening on Sunday, January 26th, and you can see that, and it'll be running all the way through May, so you have a whole chance to do that.
I know. I want to be president of the Kevin Firm
Fan club.
Yes.
And he's such a quiet man, so it's amazing. Depot Museum and Art Gallery. Well, they're going to be not open currently, but they're going to have their 5x5 exhibit. And that's a fundraiser. They will have canvases and 5x5 frames for all the participating artists. I participated the last 2 years. You can pick them up by March 1st. You can then submit your original things. You can pick up things at the Firm Associates Art Supply on US 12. If it's a photo, they'll give you a frame and everything. It's a great way fundraiser, and it's how they open their season there at the Depot, right there along US 12. Memorial Opera House. Well, they have their next thing coming up is Mary Poppins, the musical. That opens February 14th. Find out details on the link on our website, Dig the Dunes calendar. Do you have your Dig the Dunes calendar, the 2020 calendar? Well, it's time to go out and get one.
Especially for that October page.
You know, the October page is really beautiful, I think, you know, isn't it? It's actually of downtown Chesterton showing the gazebo and everything in the great autumn colors. Yeah, that photographer did a really nice job with that.
He's a pretty cool photographer guy.
Chicago Street Theater. They are opening January 24th with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. And you can see that. They'll be running through February 8th. And 4th Street Theater, which we're going to be having on March 13th. They're doing a new show called Art, and it's a three-person show. We had Grant Fitch, who's actually was on our show. He's going to be in that, and they'll be running through the 20th of March.
That's so, the opening, right?
Yeah,
that's
we're going to have them on opening day.
Opening day, perfect.
So they're coming on. So that's about all we have for Porter County. Let's shoot it over to LaPorte County and see what Esther has.
Still kind of quiet in LaPorte. The Thaddeus C. Gallery, located in downtown LaPorte, please look them up. They're a fabulous gallery. Lubesnik Center for the Arts, they're having an opening February 7th in the Heinemann Gallery. The exhibit is called Local at LCA, and it's the show with the Area Artist Association. And actually, it's showing in all three galleries. Rising Phoenix Gallery is closed until March 1st. SFC Gallery has no exhibit this month, but when is their artist appreciation? It's in March, I think.
Yeah, I believe
like March 13th or something?
I think yeah, it is March 13th, because I thought, oh, it's a Friday the 13th.
Yes. Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting the work of Suzanne Cohen-Lang and Rick Lang, and they are on winter hiatus right now. The Nest is exhibiting the work of Robert Serco in his exhibit is called Me, Myself, and Eyes. It's his recent paintings and drawings. And I just want to say I love you, Bob. Comic Drawing Club, January 24th, and ongoing Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., depending on how we're doing. It's anyone who's interested in drawing together, just come by. We'll draw. January 25th, My Path Bibliotherapy presents Stairways Storytelling Workshop at the Mishawaka Public Library from 10:30 until 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be the first layer of storytelling. First Friday Drum Circle with Don Wenig at 6:30, and the next one is February 7th. And just a preview of a February thing we're having on Valentine's Day, February 14th at 7 p.m. We're having a storytelling show called Seasons of the Heart, Perspectives on the Meaning of Love. And now this one has adult themes and strong language, so it's for like the over 18.
No tender years, right?
Yes. And then there's going to be storytellers in the beginning, and then it's going to be followed by an open mic, so bring your best stories. Saturday, February 15th, and every third Saturday, the All Ages, All Talents, the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent at 7 p.m. So it's open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell. And that's it for LaPorte County.
Well, then we'll move on to Lake County. Studio 659, their salon show called Artistic License opens on Friday, January 31st, 7 to 9 p.m. They'll be running through February. Yes, I do have three pieces in that show in Whiting, so you can go see some of my newer things.
I'm
going to
say I miss talking about Southern Shore.
I know.
Such a hole in my calendar.
It's a hole, yeah, because
In the community.
In the community. In Michigan City, Southern Shore, I'm on the board with Southern Shore also, but they no longer have a gallery space, so we're probably looking to do pop-up galleries, but so far I haven't done anything like that. But yeah, you're right. On First Fridays, it is kind of a hole in Michigan City.
Well, every day, yes. Well, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays when they
weekends.
Were open. Yes.
South Shore Arts. Well, for those of you who are interested in a grant, we're coming up on the deadline. Donna Catalano, you can find out information on that on our events page. Contact her. She can talk you through it if you want to do it. Individual grants. They have on-ramp grants. We had her on the show, but it's getting close to the deadline. So,
it is indeed.
So if you're interested in getting a grant as an artist to do different things, contact Donna. Bachman Gallery still has Things That Go Bump in the Night, and that will run through February 2nd. So if you haven't seen that wild exhibit, it's still there. Atrium Gallery has several pieces called Earth Forms. That'll be running through March 8th by Jane Mikulski and Leslie Sobel. The Crown Point Branch, Winter in the Indiana Dunes. And it's a work of several different artists and photographers, so you can see that through March 8th. Substation number 9, Julio Guerrera, Gallery of the Voice. And that continues on through the end of February. And at the Toll Theater, Jim Sergiri is a surreal thing. And that goes all the way through February. And his first reception is actually going to be February 21st. Miller Beach and the Creative District. Well, they're celebrating Black History Month. They have an opening exhibit reception for their current exhibit on February 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. You can find more information there. It's celebrating Black History. South Shore Artists Cooperative, commonly known as SLAC, and they're Slackers. They have a call for art called Wanderlust, due by February 15th. They'll be at the Wild Rose Brewery. Their current exhibit says Coffee is a theme. That is at Sip Coffee House. They have Crackle at the Sip Coffee House, too. And their 10th anniversary show is running through March, it looks like. They will have a whole different thing that's at the Paul Henry Gallery in downtown Hammond. Dave, which is the Dyer Arts Visionaries, their art show Space, Energy, Time. They are running that through the end of February at the Wild Rose Brewery. Theater at the Center. Well, they besides regular shows, they have some fun things. They have the Echoes of Pompeii, and it's a local Pink Floyd tribute band. They'll be on Friday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. We have the link on our events page. And then, of course, coming up on February 13th, Almost Heaven, music by Jen Denver, an actual stage production with his music. It'll be a wonderful thing. And then they also have Theater for a Young Audience, January 27th through February 1st. They have the MLK Project, a salute to Martin Luther King. Promise You Art House. Well, they're looking for a call for art for their nostalgia. They have various nostalgia themes, whether they be year themes, things like that. You can find out at the link on their Facebook page. Well, here's a group that we're going to be talking to later. The Lakeshore Community Concerts, formerly...
Sooner
than rather later. The Northwest Indiana Concerts, formerly also Hammond Community Concert. We'll talk all about that. Their upcoming thing is the comic pianist Jason Lyle Black. He's on Sunday, February 9th. If you don't have a season ticket, there are individual tickets available. The information is on our website. You can see the link and the phone numbers there, so you can see that. It's February 9th at 2 p.m. Northwest Indiana Symphony. Well, their next concert's March 6th. It's Vivaldi, the Four Seasons, Piano Concerto, and Beethoven. The Piano Concerto will feature Jana Resnick, who we've actually had at Lake Shore Concerts. I remember when she came in. So, and then there's a pop-up exhibit by Robert Brasher. This is one day only. This one just came in. It's in Crown Point. Robert Brasher is a local artist who passed away about 3 months ago, and so they're having a great exhibit in Crown Point. He's a funny man, everything. Died at the age of 55, but his whole collection of his paintings will be available for purchase at the Fancy Frugal Furniture Boutique, and I have a link on our page, and you can see all his work, and they'll be available for purchase. So these will definitely be collector items. So that's all we have for Lake County. Hey, where's your event on here? Well, you can get it on here by sending it to artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. And you're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Well, We talked about Lakeshore Community Concerts, and that's our show today. We have two guests here that are part of that whole thing, and I've had a 13-some-year association with them also, actually a little longer than that, I think, with them. We have the immediate past president, Bab Zanstra, and Carolyn Borsch, and they are members here. We would like to welcome you to Art on the Air.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hi, welcome.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk a little bit, but let's talk first a little bit about your personal history. So, Carolyn, tell us a little about, like, where you came from and how you got to here. So, like, where you grew up, where you went to school, what you did.
Well, I was born and raised in Hammond, Indiana. I went to Gavitt High School, and then I went on to Purdue. I went to Purdue Calumet for the first 2 years of my experience and then transferred down to Lafayette for my final 2 years, where I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Education. Then I taught in Hammond for 34 years, all of which were at Edison Elementary School. And during that time, I went ahead and got my master's and taught mostly fifth grade, but a couple 4-5 splits and a kindergarten and a 5-6 split. So it was a little bit of a varied experience there. And then I retired in 2004 and got involved with Lakeshore Community Concerts and Lake County Retired Teachers and other things like that. So,
when you were teaching in the elementary school, did you work on productions there as well? Did you start at that point?
I was not involved really in that. I sponsored the student council, and we put on, I don't know what you'd call it, like a, not a marathon, but like a fundraiser from the classrooms, mm-hmm. and we did stuff for the rainforest, and we produced a huge wall of pictures that all the kids in all the classrooms mm-hmm. made something to contribute, and they got some experience with a media person doing the talking, you know, broadcasting and everything. So that was our main focus. I was more the student council person than the theater person. But
did you like, what's it, you know, teaching from 5th, 6th grade down to kindergarten? That's a really wide stretch there.
It was a little scary, but
which is most scary?
Actually, amazingly enough, I had a good friend who taught kindergarten also, and she helped me through that year. The only time she kind of threw me wrong was the first day it snowed, and she came in and said, "We're going to make snowballs." And I'm like, and she brings in down, what are those flakes? Those soap flakes, ivory flakes, yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm mixing it, and she comes in to check on me. And we had bubbles over the kids' heads in the sink where they were washing their hands. And it was a fun time for all. But it was kind of hard going back to fifth grade after that,
well, you
actually.
Know, it's like the
I love kindergarten.
It's like you're having the beginning of hormones at the high end. And then like having like the, you're like a mother hen gathered little chicks under me.
Right,
it's like such a
right.
wide variety of education.
It was a definite challenge, but it was fun. I liked it. You know, I couldn't complain about that
Excellent.
At all.
Excellent. Our immediate past president, Bab Zanstra, tell us a little bit about all your history, how you got from here, where you were, to where you are now.
Well, I was born and raised in California, the Golden State, where right now the flowers are blooming.
Not here.
Not here. No. And I was in the grade school and high school there, and then I went to Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is now Calvin University, as a music major, a voice and piano. And then I got married, and my husband was with the FBI, so we moved around every year. I did teach for a while in the Highland Christian School, music, and sometimes I had all 8 grades. And the little ones were fun.
Yes. I think
just,
so,
you know,
too.
They just loved it. Anything you told them, they believed. Mm-hmm. The 8th graders, not so much. They weren't as trusting. And then I went to design school. When my children were raised in Chicago, every day for 2 years, I drove downtown, got an associate's degree.
So what type of design?
Interior design and space planning. Did commercial and or contract and residential. And I retired from that after 20 years, and now I'm a retired senior citizen. And, oh, I sang 15 years under Dave Bursma in the community chorale, Indiana Community Chorale, and directed church choirs, and here I am.
Wow.
Very good.
So we can say that it did start early with you doing, or sitting forever, like music.
Age
yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
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 I know. That was my mom. My mom was a church organist and pianist, and she had me taking piano lessons at 5, and then I switched to organ. And the fun one thing is I have a very good ear, And so I would sometimes, my organ teacher would say to her, I said, well, just play through that once and everything. And she would do it. And my mom said, don't make him read. And I can read, even to this day, read music. But she would know that, you know, oh, okay, now I got it. And so kind of a tricky thing.
I went through those years too.
So we're here to talk about Lakeshore Community Concerts. And I guess what we'll first do is talk a little bit about the history of it. You know, it's been around for since 1947, is that correct?
I think so. Aren't we in about our 70th year or something like that?
Okay.
And my first memory of it was in Hammond Tech.
Okay.
Where we had concerts, and that was not the best acoustic
hall. No, it isn't.
And then we were at Morton High for several years. And that was a big change for us when we moved to Munster High School. Mm-hmm. They had beautiful facilities, and of course that's where we met Larry. And he did excellent directing of all the students that helped us. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you came there in 2003.
Right.
And I have a story to tell you about that, too, which I told Carolyn yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is actually when I was at Highland as the Auditorium and Theater Director, we actually had two concerts. I approached, well, actually, it was the Weinsteins. Remember them?
Oh, yes. And Sam and Eva.
And I said, you know, we can do that. So I think I had two concerts that you tried out in my place, but there were people on the board that said, oh, we are the Hammond Community Concerts. We can't go to Highland and everything. So I lost out that bid, but I tried to make a play for it back then. So.
And it was difficult to change our names. Originally, it was Community Concert Association.
Right.
And it was nationwide. It was based in New York. And then we went to Hammond. And then when we moved to Munster, for a while.
You were Northwest.
We were Lake County for a while because then we changed it to Lake Shore because of the conflict.
It was Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Concert Association.
Because that's right. Actually what you were for most of the time when I was at Munster.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then we changed it to Lake County.
Lake Shore.
Lake Shore
Community Concert. Right. And you changed that the year that I left because I retired from Munster in 2016.
I just remember all the technical things that went through to change names with your taxes.
All the paperwork.
Well, the easy way to do that is that you, whatever your association name is, you can do a DBA, doing business as, and you can change that very easily. So you could become whatever it is and then do business as. So anyway, tell us about some of the structures of the early concerts and how they've changed and things like that. So back from when you were first involved with it, Babs.
Which is a long time ago. I think we started going to community concerts in the mid-60s.
Okay.
And we would take our children and we would sit in the second row and put our children in the first row in front of us because they figured everybody on stage was looking at them and they behaved very well.
Good plan.
And Jim Hansing was president way back then. And then I think Mark Bornfleth took over for him. And after that, it was Cabe Davies. And then Arlene was president for 17 years.
Wow.
And finally said, you know, this is enough. So that's when I took over for 5 years.
Yes.
So how do you come up with the talent? Do they contact you?
We go
do
through Live on Stage in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It used to be through New York. But Live on Stage, we contract with them. And we go there to conference every year, and I think that
it's like the first weekend in August, I think.
Yes, Carolyn can tell you, she was just at the last one, so that was her first experience, so you can tell her how
that works.
Tell
us a little bit about that.
When we went down for 3 days, and for each of the 3 days, they had a certain number. There were 26 performers that we were auditioning, as it were, and so we saw so many the first, so many the second, so many the third. Most of them were live performances for maybe 15, 20 minutes, but some of them were videotaped because they couldn't be there.
Right.
So then once we saw all of the talent, then we kind of, the people from the board who were able to go, and I think we had 8 people this last August, they tried to narrow it down to their 10 favorite. So we took that list of 10, and brought it back up to the entire board and had them look at a link from Live on Stage and see what they thought. And then I think it's September, isn't it, that we usually get together with the Live on Stage people. Mm-hmm. And we went through and finally narrowed it down to the 6 that we wanted them to hire for us. And presently, last August when we went, we were looking for people for the 2020-2021 year. So we know who we're getting, but we don't exactly know what their date is yet.
Yes.
That hasn't been finalized.
Is there like a contingency one in case something happens? Or, and so is it a group? Is it just you, or is it like a whole bunch of different organizations at
the Go to Nashville?
Yeah, at that same time for the conference?
It's
like a big...
there's a whole bunch of them.
There were people from Arizona and Texas and New Jersey.
West Coast.
Right, all over the
U.S.
Yeah,
they serve like concert associations throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, Laura Anderson, who you guys have worked with from Live Entertainment, she and I chatted yesterday. She was my contact there when I was working with her. Said about you guys. It said, I've had the pleasure of working with Lakeshore Community Concerts for over 15 years, booking artists for their yearly concert season. This is an organization is amazingly strong. They have a dedicated group of leaders who have put their hearts and souls into choosing excellent entertainment for their community each year and handling the details of marketing, ticket sales, fundraising, and of course the concert itself, so their loyal community of patrons can sit back and thoroughly enjoy their world-class entertainment. And that's from Laura Anderson.
What a great testimonial.
Director of operations. Plus, I got to talk to her. She was always a great person that from live.
Very pleasant to talk to. Mm-hmm. Any little problem, we could call Laura, and she'd take care of it.
And things so the process in booking for next season is something that I'm familiar with because then you come to me with what acts you have and approximate dates, and then I have to work with Laura to actually fit the calendar. And when I was at Munster, we had a 60 to 70 event calendar on the thing, so we had to squeeze it in and make sure the logistics fit. So like if it was something of a simple show like a pianist or something, you can squeeze that in pretty easily. But if you're in the middle of a theatrical production and you have sets up and things like that, you can't do that. So yeah, that's always a tricky part is, you know, getting them into the schedule because the school schedule comes first.
Yes. Right. Well, we found that out.
And your students are so well, or were so well trained. We never worried at all about how things were going to work out during a performance.
Yeah, we always called that the P word, and the P word was professional. I said professionalism is to deliver something. And of course, you know my philosophy, and this is in life, but I always told them this, is only promise what you can deliver, but always deliver what you promise. And so I always believe that. And I said, be proactive. I said, so if you see someone there kind of scratching their head about something, do you need an extension cord? Do you need that? Because I couldn't be everywhere at once.
Sure.
This had to operate like a real staff. And I told them, I said, you are not a student when you're working for me. You are now staff, just as a regular thing. So you need to actually act like that.
Mm-hmm. And so they did.
Yes, they did.
And while many of them never went into like theater, they walked away from that experience with a confidence. I had a young man Facebook message me some time ago, and he was just an assistant house manager. He says, it has given him confidence to go out and do things. And so that was the whole purpose of the program. Not many of them were actually going to go into theater, so I was real proud of that. So, well, anyway, you have how many people? You know, you have a board. And there's an executive board.
Probably, 26 or 27 people
stay
on the board?
Between 25 and 30.
Okay, yeah.
And they're also members of the thing. And I noticed two people you have in there who are close friends of mine, Nancy Konopasek.
Good lady.
Her son went through our theater program. And, of course, the one and only Mary LaVan.
Oh, my goodness.
The Energizer Bunny of
Northwest. Yes.
Here's the woman in her 90s that goes out and does 10,000 steps a day. She's out in the dunes. I mean, Mary is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yes, she is. We have a good time with her.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about that. And so what would you describe your mission of the Concert Association?
Well, I think it's to fulfill people's need for music. And I just think music is not really a balm, but it just takes care of everything, in my opinion.
And it's to educate Northwest Indiana to
different
types of music.
Yes, you're right.
Because we have a variety in 6 concerts in the year. Mm-hmm. You may not be crazy about every concert, but there's somewhere that you're going to hit the mark and say, this is really good.
Yeah,
but they appreciate the artistry and the work of others, even though it's not your favorite type of music.
Right,
but it exposes hundreds of people because we have a good audience.
Yes, we do.
Well, I know you guys were sold out when I was there.
Yes,
when
we moved to Munster, we were sold out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember the one concert, which I got in trouble with. It was the Glenn Miller one, and they sort of bent the arm of my kids, which they shouldn't have done, to set up chairs. And I said, that absolutely can't happen. That's a fire violation.
Really?
But the biggest problem we had, of course, was with reciprocity, which we'll talk about. They would show up, and it's like, we have no seats for you. So, anyway, we'll talk about reciprocity. What is reciprocity? How does that work? You know, you have reciprocity with several other concert associations.
Right. When you purchase a season ticket, you also have the right to attend other performances presented by some of the other concert organizations. We have this agreement with the LaPorte the Valparaiso, the Portage, and the Warsaw Community Concert Association. So instead of just our six, you could be seeing dozens of performances for your same $75 season ticket. It's really a win-win situation.
And that's $75 for actually six concerts. By the way, you're listening to Art on the Air and heard on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. So the reciprocity, you're getting much more value for just that $75 subscription.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And there are people who make the rounds and visit many of those other places. Warsaw's a little farther away, but they come here.
But we all get a copy of all the reciprocity concerts also, so you can pick and choose what sounds interesting to you and head on over. The only rule we have, and I think it's probably the same in all of the venues, is that the regular season ticket holders for Munster get to seat first, and then the others aren't let in until like 6:30 if it's a 7 o'clock concert or whatever.
So actually, I waited longer.
It used to be like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I used to wait 15 minutes because a lot of times you didn't want to bump your season ticket holders.
Exactly.
And because you were sold out, that was always an issue. You know, of course, you had some that didn't show up, but I remember we had a little area we put all them in, the reciprocity people, and actually about 10 minutes before the concert, I would have my house manager check the seats.
Yeah.
How many seats do we have? Okay, we can put you in. So yeah, that was really, and those reciprocities, LaPorte Community Concerts, Valparaiso Concert Association, Portage Township Concert, and out in, I think it's Warsaw or
Warsaw.
Yeah, it's a Lakeland Community Concert. So it's really a great deal for $75.
Sure is, yes.
And then you also have a thing where you can add on family, children. I don't know, what's the age for children?
Still 15, I think.
I think it's $15 for all of your children, a flat fee to add on to your $75 season ticket, and you can bring them to every concert. Whatever, you know.
The children up to 15 years, though.
Okay.
Right, and then after
What a great addition to that.
It is good, because then you get the children interested in that
early on. So important.
Yeah.
And we do have an outreach program, too, where we do two performances, sometimes in Hartsfield, in schools, where they introduce children to the music, and that brings in families. It's well received.
Yes. The outreach, I know from my experience with it, they were able to actually talk to other local, like, schools and everything like that. The artists would come in and everything, and just what a great, great part of that whole program.
I really liked last season, the saxophonist worked with the Munster Orchestra and Jazz Band, and they played during part of his regular season. I mean, his regular performance.
They were on stage with
him. Yeah, it was. He worked so well with them, and I just thought it was really nice to see, you know, the influence that he's having with these kids.
Well, let's talk about, you know, you're in the middle of your season, so right now a season subscription won't do, but you will have a season subscription. When does that kick off? Probably late
in the spring.
Springtime,
right?
But actually, we have three concerts left, and
right, well,
you buy $30 tickets. If you still got the season ticket, you would still be saving $5 per concert because you'd only be paying $25 per. So it's not as good as getting the season ticket at the beginning, but it's still a savings.
Still a good bargain.
Yeah.
Well, and an individual ticket is how much?
$30.
$30. So, yeah, there's a great, great bargain
there.
So let's talk about some of the shows you've had on this season. So and a little bit about them, and then we'll talk about what's up coming up because you have three more concerts left.
Yes, we do.
The first one was Shades of Buble.
That was a big hit.
Yes, it was. They were wonderful. I mean, I'm telling you, they just hit it on the head with a lot of his songs, and they added their own little, kind of like a guy group thing, you know, from the 50s and 60s. They added to it, so it was. I thought it was really
kind of like a Rat Pat spin on it.
A little bit, yeah. It was well received. Everybody just thought that was a wonderful concert.
Well, and if you do anything like Buble does from the American Songbook, American Songbook, you know, a lot of times you hear kids listen to music today, and my kids back in the auditorium, I had some of them say, like when we were working in the theater, they'd say, "Hey, can you put Frank on?" Meaning Frank Sinatra. And I put on my Frank Sinatra Gold, and they listen to a lot of their own music, but they would like some, besides show tunes, they would also like classic American Songbook things, so it's a great thing.
I have a nephew who was big on Frank Sinatra. He made two CDs to give to me so that I could have Frank Sinatra.
That's
so nice.
Did
you ever see him in person?
No.
Yeah, we did.
I did. Mom. Yeah.
They used to have some of these artists at the auditorium at Holiday Star.
Yeah. Well, that's long gone now. That's just a big dust bucket.
Yes, it is. A big flat area.
So then in October, you had a group called the Redneck Tenors, Broadway Bound.
They are all operatically trained. They have wonderful voices. They had some technical difficulties this time with their speakers, so unfortunately they did a lot more talking than I would have liked. I could have listened to them sing a lot more than having to listen to them ad lib, but I mean that was the way it happened. So
yeah, live shows, you always have that. And a lot of times they're traveling with their pre-recorded music, and if something goes off with their equipment, it's like
it was their equipment.
Yes,
so.
It was. So.
And then after that, you had the Sons of Serendip in November.
Oh my gosh, they were totally
I had to miss that one,
awesome. They were just amazing. They had a harpist, a cellist, a pianist, and the lead singer. They were a finalist on season 9 of America's Got Talent, and they had talent to burn. Oh my goodness, they were wonderful. They did like their own interpretation of, you know, popular music.
Sure.
And we had so many positive comments after that program, and so many people saying, oh, we need you to bring them back. You know, please see if you can get them back. So we're working on that. We know where it's too late for next year, but we're working on it for the following year because they just were awesome.
So when you go to that convention, do you have an idea, plan of like what you want to present, or is it all based on what you see?
Basically on what we see.
Right.
You know, we never know what they're going to have. I mean, this year, although we didn't understand it much, they had a dog act that we were auditioning and we couldn't see where that would go with our people because there's no singing involved and none of the dogs could sing.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
So, yeah.
Often in, like in Texas, they'll have a lot of the country groups, which we don't have that much of.
We try to mix it up a little bit. But.
Well, I know, and I also know that Live on Stage has their own production groups. They seem like they're doing a little less of that now.
Yeah,
but
Davenport produces.
Yeah, Matt Davenport actually puts that out there. Well, I remember one that you called back right away is Frank D'Ambrosia. He performed, and you wanted to book him, and we had him the following year. I mean, he did his first one was his Hollywood set, and then he came back and did the Broadway set for his concert the following year. So he is one you had back right away.
Daniel Rodriguez we had, too.
Yes.
He was the singing policeman that became famous after 9/11.
Yes.
Yeah. He and his wife came over, and they were a delightful couple.
Yes,
and
they
we
were.
Got him back.
You can see, I actually print out the list of your concerts that I was involved with during that, so I thought I'd put that up today. Well, then, after you have your upcoming thing called Jason Lyle Black, and he's a kind of a modern-day Victor Borga.
He is.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We might play. Why don't we play a little excerpt of him so you can hear what's coming up here. Jason Lyle Black, let's get it going here. And you're listening to Art in the Air. Here he is, Jason Lyle Black.
How you guys doing out there today? Jason Lyle Black, excited to be with you here. Entertainment show at the piano, and what that means is to take audiences on a musical journey through the range of emotions that are possible at the piano.
We're going to start
next to a little Billy Joel, a song called Ruby or Rag, and I'm going to invite you to help me out halfway through the song by clapping along when I cue you.
Those of you who can't see, he is actually playing the piano underneath it with his hands over his head.
If you take the songs that you want to play and you sneak them into the songs you are supposed to play. All right, so observe. Let's say that I had to play Rondo alla Turca for my piano recital. But I would rather be playing Beat It by Michael Jackson. We'll see if you can catch the hidden Michael Jackson in the Mozart. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite things is to actually make a song with each audience. So I'm going to have you guys do that with me right now. So I need a first note from this side of the room. Any note. I heard an F.
Okay. That was Jason Lyle Black, and he's coming on
soon.
He's coming February 9th, and there are tickets still available, 2 p.m. That's coming up. That's the first concert of the second half of your season.
Right. It's a Sunday afternoon, which, you know, the days are sometimes, doesn't matter. And it could be any day of the week, but so that's why it's an afternoon performance.
I know Sunday afternoons were better sometimes for us from the theater side.
Right.
Because we usually did not, except for when we were doing spring musicals or our shows, very seldom there was Sundays open. So, and I think a lot of your people like the 2 p.m.
Yes,
quite
a few do and some that don't. You know? Can't please them all.
They don't
the time.
Like to drive it dark and after
right.
dark or
yes.
whatever.
So yes, because we have a lot of senior citizens mm-hmm. in our audience.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that'll be fun. And if you saw what I meant is he was underneath the piano playing with the hands over.
He lays on the floor.
Yes.
And I saw him at conference and I thought, is this going to go over? But he played so well. And he had a lot of, you know, these artists now have a lot of interaction with the audience, which years ago when we were in Hammond Tech and even Morton High School, we would have like William Warfield and Roberta Peters, opera stars, and they came out and they sang and they left.
Right.
There was no interaction with the audience at all. But now there's a lot of interaction.
I know.
Sometimes they get to sing along. They'll go out in the audience. And
it's very memorable. It really gives you a full experience.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, I remember when we had the new Christie Minstrels, which wasn't that new. And and actually, that was kind of a unique thing because there were a lot of different people in the group from the original one. But mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to talk to a lot of them off stage, obviously, not only prep. But that was a very interesting thing, trying to bring back that music. You know, these guys are from almost a different age and things.
Right.
So your next concert is the Maxwell Quartet on March 12th. Tell us a little about that.
These men come from Scotland, and they come dressed to prove it. They have Colin Scobie, who's the first violinist. George Smith plays the second violin. Elliot Perks plays the viola, and Duncan Strachan plays the cello. And they play a variety of music, chamber music, Scottish folk music, several things. They won first place at the Trondheim International Chamber Music Competition in Norway in 2017. So they're accomplished.
Very good. Well, why don't we give a listen to them? Here you're hearing it on Art on the Air.
We're more excited than you are. We hope you enjoy Ravel's second movement of his string quartet. Since we were very small, we grew up playing folk music from Scotland. We'd like to finish with some music from Scotland, some of our own arrangements.
And that was the Maxwell Quartet. That's going to be on the March 12th. That's a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
So it'll be a 7 o'clock performance.
Very good.
They seem to have, from the clips I've seen, like good audience interaction.
Yes,
so.
They did at conference. Mm-hmm. I remember mm-hmm. them now.
I think that's important from a concert point of view.
It is.
You need to build a relationship with your audience. Or otherwise, it's like you said earlier, Babs, just getting up there, playing a concert and walking away.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a couple concerts like that. I remember where they'd come out, they perform, they might say hello, and then boom, they just mm-hmm. do their concert. And then, you know, you really want to have that.
Right.
It's an important part of it. You're listening to Art on the Air, 103.1 FM, and Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And we're talking about Lakeshore Community Concerts and the second half of their season, which is coming up. And we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up in the future. So you're still selling out the theater, the theater seats. You're allowed to sell 1,000 seats, I know.
Right. Not quite.
No, yeah.
We're a little below that.
Right.
Below that. Unfortunately, it's hard to get the younger ones to come along and,
right.
with their families and so, but
and the old
so
ones keep
other...
dying. So
yes,
they're not supposed to do that.
No,
no, I know it.
It's rude.
Well, you know, and symphonies suffer from that too. Is there's yeah, a lot of
right.
lot of symphonies that have gone belly up because
yes.
their patrons have passed away, and yeah. they may have given legacy money, but that's gone away, and it's tough to get people. And it's tough to get people out to live events anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It really is because
unless it's sports.
Well, that's true. But,
good
I mean,
point.
Getting them out to live concerts, like, mm-hmm. you know, live theater. And, of course, like in professional theater, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, you
yes.
go to Chicago, you know, it's like you need a mortgage in your house, yeah. practically.
We're head over shoulders for them. We have free parking.
Right.
Yes, that's important.
On level, walking in, no handicap need. I mean, it's accessible.
In a lighted parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah,
all good things.
Yeah. Munster, when they brought me on when they renovated the theater to run it as a professional operation,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I saw is we had many things that appealed to an audience like that. So
right
and comfortable seatings.
Yes.
Definitely.
In Morton High School, it was wooden pews, church seats, not pews,
yeah.
church seats.
Yeah,
they for the old bones, it was difficult.
Right.
The concert.
Well,
was
and
more
I remember the thing
minutes,
that brought
huh?
you to Munster, and I think you told Carolyn. So I know which one I told you the story when we were prepping for the show, but. You had an event scheduled there, and all of a sudden they said, oh, well, our guy's not going to be here, so you can't have it. Now, knowing how the scheduling works, and so you basically had to cancel the event
right.
because they
yes.
said, well, we're not going to be here. And so I think not too long after that, I got a call. Well, the Weinsteins again put
yes.
Arlene in touch with me, and
yes.
and so I gave them the grand tour of everything, and
that was
next season you were in my place.
Really?
So.
And we're happy as clams, I'll
That's
tell
good.
You.
That's good.
We've
great.
Only had one concert in Munster so far that was canceled because of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we called every person on our list, and there were hundreds of people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We called everyone to tell them that the date had been changed.
Yeah.
And Live on Stage took care of the date change.
Oh, great.
With,
yeah.
with mm-hmm. Well, probably with you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, well, we always tried. I know we do it. I know there were some nights, I think it was Papa Do Run we had, and the weather was really terrible for that. And we still had people come out for
right.
it, but we were only like maybe 400, where normally we'd have 1,000 people and everything like that. So.
And they did cut the program short. They cut out the
right.
the intermission and made it shorter,
yeah.
and so people could get home. But it was snowing.
It was bad. Well, now we have your next artist coming up on May 6th. It's the last of your season. It's Taji. And tell us a little bit about her, and we'll listen to some of her music.
She, her name is Tatiana Cameron, and she performs with her sister, Sonia Mateus, who's an actress singer from California, and their keyboardist is Brian Hansen, extraordinaire. They are just multi-talented musically. She has a beautiful voice. I wasn't at the interview when she was hired, but
no, but you can listen to them on
yeah.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, on your website.
For the board members that don't, and you can just type them in on YouTube.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get all of these artists. So for the board members that can't go to convention, they can hear
right.
them too.
Right.
Well, and if you want to see samples of what you had this season, you can go to lakeshoreconcerts.org, and
right.
they have all six artists that have appeared, and they do a several-minute excerpt of
mm-hmm.
what
right.
they sound like, so
right.
you can hear that. So why don't we take a listen to Taji and what she's going to be like coming up.
Beautiful.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What's good for Minnie? Some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Sanya, and I am Tai Chi, like the martial arts Tai Chi. We're two sisters from Croatia, and if you followed World Cup, you will know about Croatia. This is really one of the biggest and most favorite party songs in Croatia.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
Always heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older than, the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze.
Country roads take me home to the place.
Songs that touch your heart, some that make you dance, and some that plainly keep you confused.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Would you sing it with us?
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
And there we go. We were listening to Taji, and that's the concert that we have on coming up on May 6th. What a wonderful thing for Lakeshore Community Concerts. Well, we only have like about 4 minutes left, but tell us about what we have potentially coming up. We know you don't have dates for it, and also a little bit talk about the subscriptions.
For the 2020 and 2021 season, the six people that we have decided to hire are Mandy Barnett with her program of Sweet Dreams. She was in the original production of Always Patsy Cline, and she does a medley of Patsy Cline's greatest hits, along with some other classic and pop standards.
Okay.
Then we have Fernando and Williams. Fernando Varela is a hugely famous tenor voice. William Joseph was a child prodigy who wrote music for solo piano at the age of 5.
Wow.
Today, he's one of the most electrifying pianists, composers, and producers of our time. We all gave this an A rating when we were down there last August. We
loved
them.
Fabulous. Yeah.
They do piano, opera, and popular music.
Wow.
Then we hired the Atlantic City Boys, a quartet that performs hits from the 50s and 60s rock and roll era. And we liked My Eyes Adore You, Ragdoll, Let's Hang On. They have been to Las Vegas, Disney World, Atlantic City, entertaining audiences. The fourth performer that we hired is Pauline Yang. Pauline is a classical performer, a pianist. She performs works of Bach, Scarlatti, Mendelssohn, Chopin, and Rachmaninoff. She's been winning international competitions since she was 7. She has a master's degree in piano performance from USC, as well as international relations from Tufts University School of Law.
Wow.
I talk about a smart lady and talented, oh my goodness. The fifth group we have is the Everly Set. This is four guys that take you to 1957 when Phil and Don Everly were using their unique styles of harmony to charge up the sound of rock and roll. The two lead singers are Sean Altman and Jack Sculler, and they're keeping the Everly Brothers alive and well. Our final performers are the Sultans of String. They won the 2014 Sirius XM World Group of the Year and were 2015 Juno Award nominees. They showcased a clever use of stringed instruments, playing music from across many genres. They play Celtic, flamenco, gypsy, Arabic, and they create a musical fusion that's amazing. There were another group we gave an A rating to when we were looking because we thought
they
were so awesome.
Get those tickets.
Yeah.
Is that the rumba flamenco guitar where they
It's
the Sultans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you get in your subscription? Well, it's not the acts are set. Where do you go to find out more about this?
You can go to our website, which is www.lakeshoreconcerts.org. Correct.
You can also call Christine Small.
Yes, you can.
And just to save you from saying the phone number on the air, we have these links along with Christine's email on our website, so you can find out about that. It's $75 per season for six concerts.
And free parking.
Free parking.
And reciprocity options.
Yes, and you can add your family, your kids under 15 for?
$15 for the season.
Wow, what a bargain. So get young people in to see some of this stuff.
Exactly.
So we've got about a little less than a minute. Any final thoughts on Concert Association?
Well, if you're interested, you can go to our website also, and you can order your tickets even online there.
Yes,
you can send a check in, whichever way you'd rather. Mm-hmm. But like she said, like Babs said, we'll be getting our ticket sales underway in the spring. Then once we have, like I think in August, we usually and put all the things in envelopes, and we give every season ticket person also a slip of paper that entitles them to invite a person for free to the concert with them, and half of the people get to invite somebody free to one of the first three concerts, and the other half get one to invite people to the last three concerts.
That's excellent. Well, we appreciate you being on Art on the Air today. Babs Antra, Carolyn Bort, they're board members, and Babs is a past president of the Lakeshore Community Concerts. We have the links on our stage. You've been listening to Art on the Air. We're heard every Friday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Hey, your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station managers, underwriter for Art on the Air, as Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and our landlord, Walt Brenninger of Paragon Investments. Art on the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowments for the Art. Hey, once again, if you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts-related event or appear as a guest, go to artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Next week, we have the area artists talking about their 40th anniversary show at Lebesnik Art Center. So, yes, I do have three pieces in that shelf. See you right next week here on Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a terrific week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.